Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stephen Moron. He is the senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, and he's got a book called Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive the Economy. And revive the economy, it sure did. Great to have you back, Stephen. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving full of turkey and pie and a good time. Good to have you back.
You too. It was a great Thanksgiving. We had beautiful weather. All the family was back. And so it was a really great time of the year. I want to start by commenting on what you were just talking about, Annie, with respect to John Voight. Mm-hmm. I know John Voight pretty well. He and I have become friends. You know, he's one of the few conservatives in Hollywood, and there are more conservatives in Hollywood than you might think, Annie, except they're afraid to speak out,
yeah.
You know, because it'll destroy their careers. And, you know, John Voight is especially heroic and courageous because he is willing to, put his mouth, money where his mouth is and really speak out against injustice. And I just about 2 weeks ago, I was in California right before Thanksgiving, and it was a mess there. I mean, all the restaurants were shut down. Curfews, stay-at-home orders, small businesses were shuttering, and that is just a disgrace. There's no evidence that doing that will, you know, contain the spread of this virus, and it puts a lot of these small businessmen and women into bankruptcy. And I saw, you know, men and women with tears in their eyes saying, you know, I put my whole life in this business, and now because of a governor's order, I'm going to have to shut it down. And once you go into bankruptcy and you sell your assets, the business is gone.
Yeah, it's really sad to see. That's why before the last break there, I'm going to start spending 2 to 5 minutes just propping up some local small businesses who are selling stuff for Christmas that people need to go because they need help, and it's going
to
come from
us. You have to help your local businesses. That's a great point. You know, we order out a lot now from restaurants, even though, you know, my wife could cook and she likes to cook, but we want to give the business to these businesses so they don't fail. And, you know, another thing is to make sure, you know, normally you give 15% tip, you know, we're giving 25 and 30% tip to the servers because they, you know, their business, you know, they don't have many tables to wait on. So, you know, it's really important to help your, local shops and your local workers and the people, except the people at the grocery stores and things like that. They're the people, Annie, who kept our economy going.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary, Joe Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary. What would that mean? If she gets confirmed, what would that mean for the Treasury, for our economy?
Well, Janet Yellen's a very smart lady. She's been around. She was the Fed chairman, as many people know, under Barack Obama. She did a fine job. I don't have any real complaints with her. I don't agree with some of her policies, but you know, that's what we have elections for. And you know, if Biden is declared the winner, and I still haven't given up, but if he is on December 5th or 6th, when the states certify, then we could do it. Let me put it like this, Annie, we could do a lot worse than Janet Yellen. At least it's not AOC, or it's not the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. So she's pretty standard. I mean, what I'm seeing unfold here, Annie, is basically Obama's third term, right? Because look at all the people who've been appointed to the position so far, the communication staff, the White House people, the people who are going to run in the agencies. It's just the retreads of the Obama administration. So the swamp that we were trying to drain, you know, the crocodiles are coming back out of the swamp.
Yeah.
Stephen Moore is senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks on the phone with us. Does that mean, Stephen, that these people are not necessarily far left progressives, but they're, or they are, and they're just kind of part of the machine? You know, where do they fall?
It's hard to tell, you know, how to tell, you know, how far to the left they are. I don't think Janet Yellen is a leftist. You know, I don't think, you know, some of the people that Biden is talking about for some of these other positions are. But, you know, when you have a president coming in, presumably Joe Biden, who says one of my top priorities when I get to the White House is going to be climate change. I mean, I'm sorry, I have a problem with that. I mean, we're in the middle of a health pandemic. Hopefully that'll be solved by the time this vaccine, the Trump vaccine, is out. You know, but we still have millions of people unemployed. We have these small businesses that are failing. We've got, you know, crime in the streets. We've got an education system that's rotting to the core. And I mean, it's just preposterous to me that this new president would come in and say, my highest priority is climate change. I mean, come on. Let's solve the problems of today, not the problems of 50 years from now. And it shows a lack of priority. And if everything is a priority, then nothing becomes a priority. But we got to do schools. We got to fix our healthcare system. We got to solve the pandemic. We got to get people on the job. We got to get businesses running again. Why? Somebody explain to me why those aren't the top priorities for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I want to ask you about, you know, the priorities of this President Trump's economy have had a lot to do with your influence at the beginning. That's what your book is about, Trumponomics. Uh-huh. What has the president put in place? What has been in his economic plan that you expect to withstand maybe Congress, maybe an executive order that Biden decides not to go into? What has President Trump done to just cause this economy to come roaring back twice now that you think will withstand the test of a Biden administration?
Well, that's a really good point. I think that, you know, Trump has been tremendously successful in the economy. I think most Americans would agree. I mean, I was looking, Amy, at some of the exit polling. Even people who voted for Biden said they trusted Trump more on the economy than Biden. So people realize he's been an incredible economic steward. And you're right, he's fixed it twice, hasn't he, Amy? I mean, mm-hmm. First, he did it with the taking over from Obama when the economy was in very poor shape, and we got the best economy ever by the end of his third term in office, and then we get crashed by this terrible pandemic, once in a century pandemic. And my goodness, what's amazing, Annie, is nobody, not even me, expected the economy would be where it is today. They didn't think the unemployment rate would be this low until 2022.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal.
How'd he do it? I don't know how he did it. But now we got this, you know, Operation Warp Speed. There's no doubt in my mind right now, if we have the election tomorrow, Donald Trump would win easily. I mean, nobody expected that we'd have this really strong economy. Now, there's still a lot of work to be done, but we're way ahead of schedule. We got the vaccine that could save hundreds of thousands of lives in the United States, get businesses open, and think about the rest of the world. We're talking about saving tens of millions of lives. You know, that's a heroic achievement. I would call this, and I'm not exaggerating, I've gotten some trouble on the internet and social media for saying this, but this is one of the greatest victories since D-Day.
Wow, yeah.
Stephen Moore, are you, as an economist, concerned at all about this idea that I'm seeing out there right now about the stock market kind of being propped up by this artificial money that was put into the economy through the stimulus? You know, that's what 10-20% of our GDP was kind of artificially placed into the economy. Are we in trouble, you know, beyond this moment, you know, down the line, that this is going to hit us?
There's a superstition that's become almost a religion of the left that, you know, the way you can prop up an ailing economy is by printing money and by having the federal government spend money. And I reject both of those things. I mean, that's not true. Wouldn't it be wonderful, by the way, if it were true, all we had to do is print money, Annie, and we'd have a great economy? I mean, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing?
I thought the same thing when I was a teenager and I wanted money from my dad. It didn't really work out for me.
Mexico and Argentina and Venezuela and all these countries have tried that. That was a story that didn't have a happy ending. So I'm concerned about that. The idea, all we have to do is just print money. And then there are a lot of, you know, I was reading the newspaper this morning, Wall Street Journal. Oh, all the economists agree we need another $2 or $3 trillion spending bill. No, we don't. No, we don't. We just need to get our economy going. We need to get our businesses open. We need to get the vaccine out there. You know what? My line on this, guys, is that the number one stimulus for the economy is called the Trump vaccine, because once that vaccine is out there, and that's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 weeks, all of a sudden people, businesses can reopen, people can go back on the job, and people can feel about good about going to the schools and the movie theaters and the restaurants. So that's the stimulus we need, not more government spending.
Yeah, we're seeing that Arizona appears to have certified their results. The legislature there seems to have certified their results today. I don't know where these legal challenges to this election are going to take us. We wait and see. The Electoral College still has to vote. That's going to pretty much be the moment we know where this is headed. For people who are looking and feeling as though this is likely going to be a Biden administration as of the end of January, where do fiscal conservatives go with their energy, with their frustration? How do they engage and participate in trying to encourage people, the legislators? You know, what do they do if they want to have some action so that they can continue to push in this conservative fiscal direction?
So, Annie, are you getting every morning our hotline, a prosperity hotline? Are you getting that every morning?
FreedomWorks?
You know, it's their committee to unleash prosperity. I want to make sure you're getting that because
tell me where to go get it.
So make sure that your producer gives me your email. And all, by the way, I want all your listeners, if you want to just get something every morning that just gives you up to date on the economy and politics and stuff. Newt Gingrich says it's the first thing he reads every morning. So I want to make sure you guys get it because the reason I mentioned it is the number one item in our we usually put 5 or 6 items in each newsletter and sometimes some humor items and things like that. But the number one item is, there was no blue wave. There was no blue wave. This is a conservative country, Annie. Yeah. I mean, look at the results from coast to coast. Other than Republicans losing the White House by a hair's breadth, Republicans won everything else. I mean, on the state level, I don't know. I don't remember what happened in Missouri. But even in Illinois, one of the most liberal states, Republicans picked up seats. They picked up seats in California. In New York, Republicans picked up seats. They picked up they regained the New Hampshire. They picked 180 seats in state legislatures, 180 and 40 Senate seats across the country. And the Democrats outspent the Republicans 4-1. Now, this is a conservative country. People should not be disheartened. I'm feeling a little depressed because I love Donald Trump. I think he's been one of our great presidents. But I tell you this, I'll support Joe Biden if he does the right thing. I will oppose him when he does the wrong thing. I hope he does the right thing. But if he doesn't, I think Donald Trump comes back big time in 2024.
Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride. Exactly. Continue to be.
Yep.
Stephen Moore joining us from FreedomWorks. We will get attached to that mailer. Yeah. And if Newt Gingrich is reading it every morning, that's what I want to read every morning.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great week. Talk
you as
then.
Well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.